Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Richie Valens bringing us back. His mother called, named him Richie Valenzuela. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you know, folks, I was talking about the sales pipeline earlier. Josh Costello and I were talking about selling and forecasting and moving customers along, getting them to make a commitment to your relationship. The sales pipeline video is up right now. It's on the website right now, so check that out. And the article's there, and a lot of other things. The newsletter, please subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. In fact, if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you get stuff before anybody else does. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Josh Costell has deposited with us over the last 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. His companies are Applied Knowledge Systems and Tozer Energy Systems. Josh, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about giving customers homework. Now, you got to do this in a way that they actually do the homework, but they don't really realize they're doing homework, right?
Yes. And Jim, when we were finishing right before the break, you made a great point how it differentiates the salesperson. I like to go down that path for a second.
Okay.
One of the ways that, and you and I talked about this numerous times, but one of the ways that's differentiating you is when you're asking for that information, you're doing that to help them make a well-informed decision, not just you. And so how it starts differentiating you is that the customer says, wow, this person is thinking about it the way I look at it. Not as a customer, my purchasing decision, not just the way that he looks at it or she looks at it as a salesperson.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, when I used to sell, to businesses more every single day than I do now. Back in the day, Josh, when I was coming up, customers would try to get me to cut to the chase, and I would say, well, I really can't tell you what I recommend yet. I can't give you a price because I don't know what I'm going to recommend because I don't know enough about what you do. And I want to make sure that I customize whatever I sell you to you. And so I'm going to have more information from you. I need you to help me get this information. Well, whoa, I'm telling you right now, that just drops the shields in front of them, and it completely isolates you as a partner as opposed to a vendor, which the others look like at that point.
Right, because then they look like they're playing sales Indian poker, right? Where
that's exactly
you go,
right.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, you both put out the cards, and whoever's number is larger, the other one wins, right?
And what I just described is the opposite of the product of the
month. Yeah, absolutely. And so, the key, I think, when you look at an overriding theme is that you have to grow through no, right? You got to encourage your customer to tell you the reasons why they may not think you're the right fit. And then you do one or really two things. Number one, there may be legitimate reasons and you need to walk away. Obviously the first thing is to see if you can address them. And I guess really there's a third item is that, if a customer tells you that these are the reasons why they can't do business with you, it's okay to walk away, but I always like to suggest that you let the customer know that I understand those reasons are valid, but if they change, here are the reasons why we might be even a better fit than what you're thinking about right now.
Right. Josh, customers these days are a lot more knowledgeable about what we sell than they were when you and I were coming up as pups. I mean, they've got the internet. They've just got a lot more information. And I think you can use your ideas here about getting them to do homework. I think you can use this to your advantage, this new informed customer to your advantage in this time that I'm calling the age of the customer, Josh. And that is to ask them, you know, I'm sure you're plugged into a lot of things. I know you know a lot about what's going on out there. Would you mind telling me a little bit about what you know about whatever, you know, this thing I'm selling or whatever the discussion is about? And that way, two things. Number one, that you ask their opinion. They love that. And two, right, you find out where to plug in at. Because if you ask them to do homework on something that you could have already found or that they already know, then you're gonna get kicked out of the office.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the good thing is when you get their opinion, often you'll find out, I think as Mark Twain once said, well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, not everyone's entitled to their own facts, right?
Right, right.
And I think that's where you have the opportunity, which I know has always been the theme of yours, Jim, is that we're educators, right?
That's right.
In sales. And one of the keys is to educate someone between what they think their opinion, what their opinion is, versus what the facts really,
right,
you know, state.
It's a great day when you can say, "Well, you know what you just said. Let me give you some new information on that." And now you are an educator. Josh, give us the website, please, quickly.
The website is MeasureMax, MeasureMax.
MeasureMax.com. That's where you can find Josh Costell and his book, The Science of Sales Success. Josh.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.